The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Brewer Media Group.
It's time for the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour. Gain practical advice on financing, mortgages, small businesses, and life with Ben Phillips of Home Rage Mortgages and Sabrina Smedley of Sabrina Realty Associates. Learn the inside tips from two of the most successful entrepreneurs in the Chattanooga area. And now, here are your hosts, Sabrina and Ben.
Happy Saturday and welcome to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM. Another beautiful Saturday morning, but what a hot week, Ben. Has it not been? I mean, temperatures have been scorching.
Oh, man, it's been ridiculous.
So, and I'm one of these. I can't stand really extreme cold or hot temperatures. So
yeah,
I'm
or like changes just mass changes real quick. So
exactly. I'm like a fall or spring type of person.
Yeah, fall's my favorite.
I'm ready for fall. I've never been so ready. But I guess you're enjoying the pool. But is the pool even refreshing now?
It's actually feels good, but it's definitely warmer than it should be at this time of year. So,
oh, yeah.
So, hey, we're getting an extended summer.
Oh, yeah. We so certainly are.
Take advantage of it.
No doubt. So what's going on with the rates this week?
Oh, I know my goodness.
Speaking of hot, the real estate market has not cooled off at all.
Yeah, and I don't know, when rates actually go down, you would think that'd be cool, but no, that's hot.
Yeah.
So I've got good news for everybody because the rates are still very, very strong. In fact, I can get you a 30-year veteran loan for 3.25%.
That's unbelievable.
That's the contract rate. The APR is going to be around the 3.55 mark on a 30-year. Pretty amazing stuff. I thought we went through all this economic stuff 3 or 4 years ago, and here we are getting these great rates, which, wow, are you feeling the boom from it?
I'm so glad, and I'm so happy the economists were wrong last year when they were predicting rates.
Wrong or right? I mean, which one is it?
Well,
we know. We won't talk about that.
Well, you know, it just goes to show you that in the market's consumer-driven, so consumers have a lot of confidence right now.
That's incredible.
You know, and you've got a very high-quality buyer out there, too. As a matter of fact, before sometime in the show today, I want to give you predictions for the market for the rest of the year. I think some of that will surprise you.
That's exciting. And we have got today, and not to get away from the rates because there's a couple more things to talk about there, but we're also going to be talking about some really special community things that are going on.
Oh, yeah. We've got a very special guest that will be joining us here. Maybe we'll get her in if she shows up in the first segment, if not for sure in the second. But, okay, you just told us the rates for a VA loan. What are the rates right now for a conventional loan?
Okay, so rates for conventional are in the mid to upper threes, depending on down payment and, of course, you know, your credit score.
So 3.5 to 3.7.
Yes.
Somewhere around there.
And 3.75 is just a good mark to say right now because we're seeing a little bit of quivering in the market, but it's stable. It seems like it's kind of just hanging around. So 3.75 is nothing to shake about on a 30-year loan. And, you know, that's inflation is about 3%.
Yeah.
So buying a home at 3.75% fixed rate, so the payment never changes on the principal and interest, is actually really exciting because you're basically buying the home for free, in my opinion, the way I look at math, because things are getting more expensive, but your loan is not going to be more expensive on your house. So while eggs and, you know, bacon and furniture and backpacks and clothes and school supplies, just all that stuff, the prices go up over time. Mm-hmm. Well, in 20 years, you're going to be thinking, wow, my mortgage payment's lower than everybody else's, because the average interest rate, Sabrina, over the last 40 years is a little bit over 7%.
Yeah.
7%.
Double what it is right now.
So we can do a simple second grader math calculation and take that 3.75%, divide it by the average rate of about 7.25% over the last 30 or 40 years, and you get 50% off. Now, I don't know about you, but if my wife hears something about 50% off, all of a sudden there's new clothes in the house, there's all kinds of stuff. This is the and that's what's going on.
Exactly.
That's exactly what's going on. Houses are for sale. Even though you think the prices are high, when you do the math on the payment, and we can do an exercise on that in the coming weeks.
Yeah.
But you're getting a payment of 50% off. So while the prices increase, your payment is still significantly lower.
Well, for our listeners out there that are just tuning in, we were just bragging on how the rates continue to go down. So let's go ahead and give an example for our listeners out there, because I have a fabulous listing I would love to promote. As a matter of fact, this house is in North Chattanooga, very desirable location.
Oh, wow.
You know all the happening things going on in North Chattanooga. This house actually went under contract full price cash, and the buyers changed their mind. So it just went back on the market. So, and I'm telling you, this property will not last long. It's the address is 213 Sawyer Street. And this home is listed for $455,000. It has a double lot, very private. It backs up to Stringer's Ridge Park, where you can hike and do whatever, all kinds of privacy. Four bedroom, four bath, 2,800 square feet, all custom built home with all the amenities you could ever want. And Ben was just talking about, to get a conventional loan right now, the rates are going to run between 3.5%, 3.7%. So Ben, on this home listed, let's say $450,000, just for even numbers, what can someone purchase this home for?
Okay, well, first of all, with a down payment of $90,000, that's 20% of the $450,000, mm-hmm. at a rate of 3.625%, APR 3.88. On a 30-year loan, your payment is $1,651 a month and 93 pennies.
Okay, you can't even rent an apartment downtown North Chattanooga for $1,600.
Well, first of all, you can't find a four-bedroom apartment.
Exactly.
But if you did, it would be well over $2,000.
Exactly.
Closer to $2,500.
I mean, for anybody listening out there, if you're thinking about buying a home, you should act on it, because I'm telling you, the rates have never ever been better. And for our sellers listing, we talk about how the prices continue to go up.
Absolutely. And here's another calculation for everybody. Think about this. $1,600 a month, if you an average family's house mm-hmm. payment should be 25% or less than their budget, their gross income. So here's a simple calculation for you folks out there. If a payment is $1,600 a month, you divide that by 25%. So that's about, we're just going to estimate it at $6,300 a month. So if there's a family out there making roughly around $75,000 a year, mm-hmm. you can afford this incredible four-bedroom home. And then as your income goes up down the road, you know, or as your mother-in-law mm-hmm. retires and wants to move close to you, you can build in that other lot right next door, and you've got the perfect situation for the kids growing up. This
Absolutely.
Is an opportunity for people mm-hmm. to live in North Chattanooga for $1,600 a month. Woo, this is going to be gone in a day.
Exactly. Perfect home for the family, too. Well, listen, we talk about the conventional loans. We talk about VA loans, which is 100% financing for our veterans out there. And like I say every time, I wish we could give all of our veterans a home and not charge
yes.
them at all. But we don't really, we haven't spoken in the past several weeks about what types of loans there are out there for investors. You know, I've been reading a lot about, with the prices going up, for our investors out there that own a rental property or a number of rental properties, their prices have probably been going up. So
right.
they probably got significant equity in,
Absolutely.
The, in that home. And there's probably opportunity for them to refinance those rentals and pull the equity out, maybe buy some more rentals. Am I right there?
Absolutely.
Okay,
and,
let's talk a little bit about
that. And there's several different things you can do. First of all, I want investors to know, there's new investors and there's mature investors.
Right.
And then there's a lot of investors in between trying to move to that
These
mature.
These wannabes,
yeah.
like me.
And you know what? Who doesn't want to be an investor? I mean, it's sort of a rhetorical question. I mean, we all want to have more money, more, let's call it success.
Well, real estate's probably the safest thing you can invest in anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all you have to do is look back at the past to know the future.
Exactly.
Sure, the future's always changing a little bit, but one thing you can see over the last 100 years is real estate's always gone up in the long run. Mm-hmm. Always, always, always. The market's had its huge crashes, but real estate has always held steady because you're getting two sides of the coin. You're getting the value increases, but you're also getting the monthly cash flow return on rent.
Exactly.
So as we're talking about investors here, and especially the wannabes, first I want to talk about them. You can get an investment home for just 15% down if you have great credit. And I'm talking
about credit.
Great credit to me, for my clients, is anything over 720.
Okay.
If you're under 720, you're not great. I've got news for you.
Yeah.
It just isn't great. However, that's all right. Everyone has to start from somewhere.
So pretty much on an investment loan, you're going to need a credit score of 720 or
to
higher.
To get 15% down.
Okay.
To get 15% down. If you have less than 720, you're going to be putting 20 or 25% down. But 20% is the going, it's always been the going rate of down payment. So if we'll give an example out there. Let's say an investor finds a home for $100,000.
Okay.
So a 15% down payment, pretty easy to calculate. If you've got $15,000, you can buy that investment property. Now, you and I both know that an investor can't just put have $15,000 to buy a house.
Exactly.
You got to have a little bit of reserves.
Right.
So on your primary house, you have to have 2 months reserves. And on your investment house, you have to have 6 months reserves for all payments. So that's an interesting fact that people need to be thinking about.
Oh,
write it down. Take a picture.
I didn't know that. So that's great.
Or better yet, you can just call Home Rate Mortgage and get all the answers to this. And that's 805-9100.
Now, that's for somebody wanting to start out.
That's for somebody wanting to start out. Now I'm going to flip the needle. Instead of moving towards the mature investor, I'm going to jump over to the mature investors. Yeah. You know, mature investors don't know about something. I've noticed.
What?
And so that's why I'm going to go straight to here. So you move over, you build your rental empire, and now you're a mature investor. You're just buying homes as you want, as you find. You got your little formulas.
You got the cash flow going.
Yeah, there's these warbler formulas you hear about. There's just all these different formulas that help them determine if that house is a good deal or where it's a good deal at if they add a bedroom or if they add a bathroom or if they buy. Okay. So here's what the mature investor doesn't know. They're typically putting a lot more down payment, and they're putting some money in the house when they buy it to get it right. What they don't know about is this product called delayed financing. And it's for mature financiers because here's what it is. So we're back to the $100,000 example.
Okay.
What the investor does is
By the way, if anybody finds a $100,000 home out there, they better jump on it because they don't exist.
They don't.
Go ahead.
But for math purposes, it makes it way easy to talk about. So let's say they find the house for $100,000. They pay cash for the house. Then they come to Home Rate Mortgage that some folks do. And they get, it's called delayed financing.
Okay.
They can get all their money back right there. It's based on the appraisal value. And you can get up to the amount you put in the house. So a mature investor, some of them knows that you can get all your investment back by paying cash for the house. Because by paying cash, now it's based on the appraisal. And you can get all of the money back, not including closing costs. You can get all the money back you put
That's
in the
crazy.
House. It's crazy,
crazy
awesome is what it is.
It really is. And listen, I'm so glad we talked about this today, too, because
really
I didn't
thing.
Even realize there was so many products out there for
investors. We're all going 100 miles an hour. There was actually a time this year where I just kind of – it left my mind, and then someone said, I wanted delayed financing, and we did it. We only do like one every 3 months. You know, and we people apply for them sometimes, but then they end up doing something different or they sell the house too fast.
Yeah.
In this market, you're selling the house so fast, you don't even have time to do delayed financing.
Exactly. That,
you
that's
get your money
awesome.
Quicker just letting them buy it. So
that's
it's really awesome. And it just depends. Do you want to sell? Do you want to rent out the properties? If you want to rent out the properties, that's where delayed financing is. It's at its peak.
That is so awesome. Well, and before the show's over today,
we've still got some more to talk about.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to talk about how to invest in real estate and 5 ways to get started.
Ooh, I like it.
May surprise you. We'll be back in just a minute.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high interest credit card debt into one low fixed rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com. Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money, and if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. We just helped a North Georgia teacher. Her mortgage rate was too high. She had $31,000 in debt. She wanted to retire sooner. Many financial goals, folks, but she made the call to Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. We lowered her rate 1%. We paid off $31,000 in debt. We got her on the road to retiring faster. She saved her family $450 per month. The best part, she bragged about the Home Rate Mortgage experience. Folks, it's easy and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. There's no cost and no obligation. So why wouldn't you call? HomeRateMortgage.com, 805-9100, HomeRateMortgage.com.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. Sabrina, this whole investment thing, that's kind of exciting.
We're
conversation.
We're going to have to do a whole show on that. Because some of the stuff you shared with me, really, you can't even scratch the surface. What's exciting is I had no idea there were all these different products, loan products out there for investors. Had no idea. So I'm glad we brought that up today. Because I remember when the market crashed back in 2008, 2009, investors could not get a loan. You forget.
You're right.
It. You could not get a loan. So
you really couldn't. And that's why I love talking. I hate that I always had to miss Mike Price being on here because he's like this guy that's got all this scientific data.
Oh, yeah.
And then you combine that with – and he's an investor.
Exactly.
And, you know, so we need to have several investors on the show, and they just need to duke out the information to everybody, the public. And I think the public would absolutely love to hear from several investors on their points of view on how to approach real estate investing.
Right. Well, there's a lot of people too thinking about what can I do with my money? How do I get a return on my money? And maybe they don't own any rental property or anything like that. And to know how they can get started and that there are loans out there you can take advantage of, we need to do a whole show on that.
And you're right. And I just think that sometimes they just don't know who to call. They call their banker who might be limited on the amount of information they have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I get it. You call the person at the bank first. It happens a lot with us. But the truth is, folks, call someone like Home Rate Mortgage. We do 78 loans a month.
Yeah, and you've got a lot more products.
Yeah, whereas, you know, the individual banker might do 4 or 5 a month. Mm-hmm. And they don't have the same amount of volume as Home Rate Mortgage does.
Right.
They're sending that mortgage package out to processing over in Memphis or over in Knoxville for a couple of the local banks. And so it's the education that you can get at Home Rate Mortgage is very plentiful. Mm-hmm. Because of the amount of business we do. And we're very blessed to have that type of business.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But you know what? Let's
We got a special guest.
We do.
We got a special guest in the studios. A lady I just think the world of. We have Janice Robertson here, and Janice is a fellow realtor. She's a former Realtor of the Year.
I thought,
2013,
yeah.
She was Realtor of the Year, which means her peers adore her and really look up to her. To get that distinguished award, you got to be liked by your peers.
Yeah, you got to be like Sabrina. You got to be like Sabrina.
Anyway, so Janice, former Realtor of the Year, she's always and she and I. She works at Crylock, and of course, I have Sabrina Realty, but. We've always worked together on boards and stuff like that. And one thing I can say about Janice, and that's why I wanted to come in and join us this morning, Janice has the heart to give back. She loves to give back. And I can tell you, realtors as a whole, the majority of the realtors give back. And that's why I'm so glad to be a part of the industry, because I see how much we do at the Greater Chattanooga Association of Realtors. We talk about how great the market is, how great things are week after week. Our economy is so strong here locally. Our unemployment rate is below 2%. But
wow.
And we always talk about the good things, which we should. But Janice can tell you that there are a lot of families out there that are struggling right now. And Janice has started a ministry. It's called the Snack Pack Ministry, and it's done at her church right there at East Brainerd Church of Christ, right there in East Brainerd. And I'm going to let Janice tell us what the Snack Pack Ministry is exactly and how it got started.
Sabrina, thanks first to you and Ben for letting me come and be here with a fellow realtor and a fellow lender.
Absolutely.
We are starting our sixth year. And we got started in this because we found out that there were children in Hamilton County schools that were food insecure on the weekends. What a shock to me.
Now, when you say food insecure, for our listeners out there, you're talking about kids that just don't have enough to eat.
They don't have enough food to eat, and especially over the weekends, mm-hmm. because at school, some of them get breakfast and lunch. And on Friday afternoons, think about it, they go home and they may not have food until they come back to school on Monday morning.
Wow.
Well, that's heartbreaking.
So we found out about this, and I just knew that I needed to do something. I wasn't quite sure.
Something.
As my kids say, Mom, Google it. So I did Google it, and I found a lot of information there. And I started the program actually in my dining room at my house.
Oh, my goodness.
And we
That's
started.
That's a good place to start.
It was,
the
dining room where we all get together and eat. And it has grown. The first year, we serviced 150 students per week. And the snack pack bag is just a bag of food that mm-hmm. we put together. We have a lot of protein in it. And we send it to the schools on Friday afternoon so they can take it home and have something mm-hmm. to eat over the weekend. We have grown and grown and grown. Mm-hmm. And this year we are up to 2,020 bags per week. We are in 16 different schools. We have helped four other entities start a program, and they are in eight different schools. So we know for sure that there's about 24 Hamilton County schools that are in the program. Mm-hmm. And what we do, we pack these bags. It's kind of like trick-or-treat. We get the food laid out, and we come together first Wednesday of each school year month mm-hmm. at 9 o'clock and set up. And then we come back at 6:30 and we pack. This past Wednesday night, Sabrina can tell you about yeah. it. She was there. We packed 7,070 bags.
Can you imagine that?
It's going to last us for about 3.5 weeks. And we packed those 7,070 bags in less than 1 hour. We had about 300 mm-hmm. Volunteers.
Yep. Absolutely.
I want everybody to know it's an all-volunteer program. No one receives any money for doing this. Sabrina was there.
Oh, yeah.
Very proud that Dr. Brian Johnson was there.
Yeah, he was
Joe
the
M.
superintendent,
Gay,
our school board rep. Yeah,
and Mr. Fairbanks from yeah. Soddy Daisy came. We had lots of people there, probably 15 or 20 of our realtors.
Right. And Janice, anybody can come participate,
Absolutely.
Right? Because this is done out of East Brainerd Church of Christ. But let me just tell you, Ben, you guys at Home Rate Mortgage have to go experience this, okay? I went
Deal.
Last year, and it is phenomenal. She is downplaying this because I'm just telling you, when you go in, it's phenomenal, okay? You go in, and they've got this huge storage room where that they keep all the food, and they have to keep it off the ground, so they've got it up on crates and stuff. But it is amazing. Just the quantity of food that they have. And then they are so organized, okay? You picture you're in like this big gym, and you've got rows of tables. The food's out. And you just grab your bag and just go around.
The food
and
factory.
They've got volunteers just dropping food in. You just go around. And it just moves. It's like an assembly. I mean, this thing, you got the system down to an art.
Well, there's
really
a there's a reason she was Realtor of the Year.
Well, and if you imagine those 7,070 bags, and she said we did that in less than an hour. And let me just brag a minute, okay, because we had all kinds of folks there. I think there were folks from the fire department. We had some bikers there. As a matter of fact, I think they gave you a donation.
They did.
I mean, these guys came in, they looked rough, but big hearts, right?
They gave us almost $2,000.
It's unbelievable.
What?
Okay, and listen to this, too. The realtors, okay? Let me brag. We had realtors there from Crylock, Sabrina Realty, Keller Williams, Real Estate Partners, Caldwell Banker, REMAX. Who did I miss?
So we were all represented.
I mean, it was everybody. It was everybody. Tell our listeners what the realtor community did.
Okay, so 2 weeks ago was a great, great week for Snack Packs. They went together, and we had a trivia night at the Board of Realtors, and they raised over $54,000.
And that's about a third of your budget.
That's about a third of our budget. and they presented that to me. I've been writing a lot of thank you notes this week, Sabrina. But we are so, so grateful. That will take care of about one-third of this year's budget. Our budget year is $161,600. And our home congregation, East Brainerd Church of Christ, does give us $50,000 of that amount.
Wow, so we're two-thirds of the way there.
We're two-thirds of the way there for this year.
Okay, now there's people driving out there. They want to get involved, and we're going to be on the radio for a while. So let's go ahead and get a number. Is there something they can do if they want to jot down
a contact? You have a Facebook page too, don't you?
That might be the easiest.
You can just call me, and I don't mind giving out my cell phone number. That cell phone number is 423-595-1093, and I can send you any information. Love to come and talk to you and tell you about the program and tell you how you can get started. As far as volunteers, we have babies that ride on their parents' shoulders or in their little backpack.
Yes, you do.
And then we have some ladies who are as old as 80 years old. And so it's welcome to
it's a community
that
event.
It is a community event.
That's why I wanted her on the show today, because on the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour, we like to highlight things going on in the community because we're about community. And this is a fascinating thing that they do. It's the first Wednesday of every month, and they can come out to East Brainerd Church of Christ right there. What's the address to the church?
It's 7745 East Brainerd Road.
And it's right across from Taco Bell.
Right across from Taco Bell.
So, and come around the back of the building into the family center, right?
Oh, my kids used to go there.
And listen, and it's at 6:30.
6:30.
On the first Wednesday. For anybody, I mean, I'm telling you, if you just want to give back or want to really get blessed, I challenged the commissioners last Wednesday, if you truly want to get blessed, just go participate in the Snack Pack Ministry. As a matter of fact, I'll be having Janice before the commission Wednesday, and she's going to share what all they're doing and everything else. I'm curious, Janice, and we're going to, but before we go to the break, tell us, was it a particular student or how, what was it that really laid this on your heart? Because I know you've got some real life stories.
Well, at the time, one of our sons was the principal at Red Bank High School. He's my baby. And he told us that he had food insecure senior high students in Red Bank, Tennessee. I just couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. I really couldn't. And as we learned more, we found out that Red Bank even had a clothes closet. Mm-hmm. And I just knew after finding that out that we had to do something. And I think people would be amazed at what the schools are doing. They have clothes closets that are in their schools to try to help the children. Some of them have food pantries within the schools also. Right. And we just knew that we had to try to make a difference. I wanted to say something to what Ben said about the 7,070 bags. We have 10 items in each bag, so that means that we put out over 70,000 pieces of food.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. This is really biblical.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You think about all of us as human beings, it's important to work on our, you know, our body, mind, and spirit, I call it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And yet this just goes back to the basic thing of helping others and in survival.
Right.
Wow, that's really touching. And look what you've done, because you took action. You did something. Folks, we'll be right back with Janice.
Maybe you've had a situation like this.
Hi, I'm Luke Raby with Paul Bunyan Tree Service. I've lived in Ringgold my whole life. We bought a house in 2011. We got it financed in a local bank.
And what was your experience with the bank?
I feel like they took advantage of us because we didn't know the mortgage process and my payment was too high.
So Luke, what'd you do next?
So I called Ben Phillips at Home Rate Mortgage. He saved me $1,500 a month on my house payment.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
My experience at Home Rate Mortgage was awesome. They treated me just like I treat my customers.
So what did your wife say to $1,500 a month? How'd she react?
She said that she couldn't believe that we saved that much money.
Let Luke's story be your story. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, 805-9100. That's 805-9100. And remember, there's no cost and no obligation to find out exactly how much you can save today.
Turn a house into a home.
You're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM. And we have Janice Robertson in the studios with Ben and I this morning. And we've been talking about, Janice is a fellow realtor. And she's always been the type that gives back and wants to make a difference. And she identified that there was a problem in our Hamilton County schools with a significant number of students going hungry. And so it was on her heart to do something about it. So she had shared with us earlier in the show that she started in her dining room, just packing bags. And now she's started in her dining room.
It started with 150 that she helped get fed right out of her dining room. And now it's grown to helping
over 2,020 bags per week.
And almost 24 schools now overall is getting help. I mean, this is not just a ministry. This is really impacting children who we all should be focused on.
Well, and I'm glad you said that because, you know, we just got through the budget process. And when we were going through the education part of it, I know Dr. Johnson, the superintendent, there was one slide they showed us that just stuck with me. And it was that 2 in 5 students that come to school every day, they're not prepared. They've either been up all night dodging bullets. I mean, this is in our town. Or they're hungry or something. And so I said during the budget process, that if we as a community would put our energy together and go into these neighborhoods and try to reach these families, that's how we're going to make a difference in these lives. And that's exactly what Janice has done with the Snack Pack Ministry. This is a need where students are going hungry. And now, thank goodness to you and your volunteers and everything that you're doing and those that contribute financially, you guys are able to impact these young students' lives. And I mean, they're feeding these students from Friday till the following Monday. And I'm curious, Janice, how do you identify where the need is? You know, we were talking about different schools, and it surprisingly, it's not all the inner city schools.
Right. What we've done, we've always called Hamilton County mm-hmm. for help, and just to make sure that once we receive a call, because as word has spread about the program, we've had different individuals call mm-hmm. concerned about their children's school. And so we always check with Hamilton County. Then we go to the principal. The principals usually pull in their guidance counselors or mm-hmm. their teachers or their volunteer parent, and they are the ones that identify the children. We really don't know any of the children. We have met a few because some of the teachers have asked us to come to their classrooms because their children have written us thank you notes and wanted to tell us thank you. So we don't know who the children are, but we know that the principals and the teachers are taking care of that. And we also have to remember that if these children go to school hungry, they're not teachable.
No,
their little tummies are growling, and they're hungry. Mm-hmm. And I don't think any ever been hungry before.
No, I've been blessed.
And it's hard for the children to concentrate, and it's hard for the teachers to teach.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. How do people give? If for anybody listening out there that wants to give, I think that you've got they can actually write it off.
They
your
can.
Contribution.
They can make a contribution to East Brainerd Church of Christ, EBCOC, if you want to shorten that, and tag it Snack Packs. And that way it can be a tax deduction for you. Check with your accountant, though,
That's
on
right.
that to make sure. And I want you to know, it doesn't matter if it's $5 or if it's $5,000. You've helped somebody. Our bags are $2 a bag to pack. So if you give $20, you've helped 10 children
eat absolutely.
For that weekend.
Absolutely.
So you've got to remember that you might think it's a small amount, but to us it's a great big amount.
Now, this is going on at East Brainerd Church of Christ, but you've been able to get some other churches to partner with you as well, right?
We have. We have helped locally 4 different churches, Mountain Creek Church of Christ, Concord Baptist, Redemption Point, and the Shelter Church, all start a program.
Yeah.
And they are helping us with some of the schools. They actually took some of our first schools that we had, which enabled us to add more and enabled us to add more bags at different schools. Mm-hmm. And I do want to touch about, this is not just our inner city schools.
Right.
I'm going to share, if it's okay with Sabrina and Ben.
Absolutely.
We're taking to Appison Elementary, Barger Academy, Brown Middle, CSAS, Chattanooga Boys Prep, mm-hmm. Chattanooga Girls Leadership, Chattanooga School of Liberal Arts, Clifton Hills, East Brainerd Elementary, Eastside Elementary, East Lake, Harrison Elementary, Normal Park Lower School.
Can you believe that?
Orchard Knob Elementary and Middle, Woodmore Elementary. And then our people that we've helped are taking to Red Bank High, Middle, and Elementary. That was a hard one for me to give up because that's where we started.
Yeah.
Another church is also helping with East Brainerd, Wolf Tevier Elementary and Hunter Middle and Westview and Best T. Shepherd.
And see, you hear all these different schools, and I mean, you can tell just by where the locations of these schools are, this is not just in one area,
right.
This hunger. I mean, it's everywhere.
It's all
across Hamilton County.
Yes.
And that's very, very sad because, like you said, if they're going hungry, do you have a percentage? Because I know you probably looked at statistics and stuff. Do you know about how many, what's the percentage of the kids that are in need?
The national statistics are 1 out of 4 people mm-hmm. are food insecure.
Wow.
So think about that.
We've got about 44,000
students. We've got about 44,000 in Hamilton County. So that could possibly be 11,000 students.
Wow. 11,000 students need more food. Mm-hmm. If you're just now joining us, folks, mm-hmm. this is this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. We have Janice Robertson here with the Snack Pack Ministry making an impact. She's doing something for children. She's getting them fed, feeding 7,000. We did 7,000 bags. You all did that just recently. And what a success it has been. I'm telling you what, when I hear these stories, it reminds me of something. It reminds me of a little story when being a kid, a very young child, your thinking is not completely clear.
Yeah.
And I just want to be honest with you all. I didn't have a lot growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And we struggled all across the board.
Right.
And we went from house to house type stuff and moved around a lot. And it was a struggle. Mm-hmm. But I just specifically remember as the cloud comes out, as you're becoming a young boy, in my case, I remember running into a firefighter, and he had that shiny helmet on. I was 6 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I remember this sort of cloud leaving me from that little moment of meeting that firefighter, and he taught me to what he did for a living, mm-hmm. how he took care of his family. And I didn't really have a dad growing up, and so he told me how he took care of his family was that he saved people's lives from a fire, and he had that uniform on, and I just remember that feeling, that moment, that mm-hmm. specific 1 second thought of, I could do that someday.
Yeah.
And I could have more. I could have something. I could have a place. And it wasn't a more thing.
It sounds hope.
There you go.
A positive moment where you saw hope and you believed that you could. And that's exactly what you're doing with the Snack Pack Ministry.
And for $2... Just $2, you can feed a child one bag of for the weekend. And I promise you, folks, just based on the way I was growing up, very poor and very needing, and that moment, that striking moment that defined the rest of my life potentially mm-hmm. and gave me that hope, for $2, you can literally inspire, you can impact, you can spark a child and make them feel hope.
Absolutely.
And I'm sorry. All these tingles over my body.
Well, that's exactly what you guys are doing with this ministry. And that's why I wanted you to join us in the studios this morning, because we talk every week about how great the real estate market is. And Janice, you know this. You're a realtor. I mean, you're busy like we all are. And, but there is a significant segment of folks in our community that aren't doing so good.
Right.
And if it wasn't for people that are blessed reaching out and trying to provide for them, I mean, what opportunity would they have? And, we hear that 60% of our third and fourth graders can't read on grade level. I mean, we hear some of the challenges going on in our public schools. And like you said, these students, I mean, how are they expected to come to school and learn when they're hungry? Mm-hmm. And she'll tell you, this is fascinating. She shared this with me when I went and volunteered this past week. Attendance in the schools, she has tracked this, is up on Friday and Monday, because they know on Friday they're going to get these bags of food to get them through Monday. And so they come back Monday because they've eaten all the food, and they know they're going to get their meals at school. And I tell you, anybody listening out there, I don't see how anybody can stand the thought of a child being hungry or being in need. And there's an opportunity that even if you don't have a lot of time, if you can financially give, you can give to the Snack Pack Ministry. You just make your check out to East Brainerd Church of Christ. And I tell you, I say it again, if you want to get a blessing, go. The next time you guys meet will be September the 4th. It's a Wednesday.
Right.
At 6:30.
You don't have to have money. Go help them put these things together. Just do one. Give them $2 for one
exactly.
child if that's all you got. But make an impact.
And $80 a year will furnish one child for the entire school year.
Wow.
So $80. You go out to eat twice, and you could have paid for one child.
Oh, yeah.
For a year.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just appreciate you.
And I appreciate you always being there to help us.
And all that you've done, and just the realtors as a whole. And, Ben, I'm going to challenge you and Home Rate to go out the next time, September the 4th. That'll be right after Labor Day. And I'm just telling you, you're going to leave there blessed. And I appreciate you for coming in and sharing this morning, because we always talk about the good things. And like I said, not everybody's doing so good. And
no.
having an opportunity and the compassion and the will to go and make a difference in these families' lives. I'm telling you, Janice, bless you. And may God reap a lot of rewards on you for all that you do.
So if you want to donate today or donate your time, you can reach out to Janice Robertson at 595-1093. That's a 423 area code, 595-1093. That's 1093. And again, you can write a check out to East Brainerd Church of Christ. Wednesday, September 4th, they're going to be putting thousands upon thousands of bags together. You can be a part of that amazing experience.
Oh, yeah.
And Janice, you know, you walked in the show today. I had no idea that you were going to make the hair all over I am moved. Thank you so much.
It's a blessing. And when we come back, we're going to shift gears again, and we're going to talk about 6 expert predictions for the second half of 2019.
We'll be right back. Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. With rates at 9-month lows, your home purchasing power just went up $28,000. If you were able to buy a $225,000 home, now you can buy a $250,000 home for the exact same payment. That's a quarter of $1 million. The Jones family had been house hunting for months, and with the timing of these low rates, they were able to get into the home of their dreams. It's easy, and you can do it too. Call 805-9100. It just takes 10 minutes, and this phone number, 805-9100, or homeratemortgage.com.
Turn a house into a home.
Maybe you've had a situation like this.
Hi, I'm Luke Raby with Paul Bunyan Tree Service. I've lived in Ringgold my whole life. We bought a house in 2011. We got it financed in a local bank.
And what was your experience with the bank?
I feel like they took advantage of us because we didn't know the mortgage process and my payment was too high.
So Luke, what'd you do next?
So I called Ben Phillips at Home Rate Mortgage. He saved me $1,500 a month on my house payment.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
My experience at Home Rate Mortgage was awesome. They treated me just like I treat my customers.
So what did your wife say to $1,500 a month? How'd she react?
She said that she couldn't believe that we saved that much money.
Let Luke's story be your story. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, 805-9100. That's 805-9100. And remember, there's no cost and no obligation to find out exactly how much you can save today.
Turn a house into a home.
Now, back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour.
We got to cram a lot of real estate in. It was worth giving 2 segments to Janice to talk about the Snack Pack Ministry. But now we got to get focused on real estate. Okay, 5 ways to get started. okay, to invest in real estate. We were talking in the first segment about all the loan products you have at Home Rate Mortgage for investors, which is phenomenal. We're going to have to do a whole show on it.
That, no doubt about it. We talked about delayed financing, all that good stuff.
Exactly.
But
all right, let's get now, it. For those of you wanting to invest, there's all kinds of ways to invest in real estate. So I'll share some of those with you this morning. One is you can invest in real estate investment trust. This allows you to invest in real estate without the physical real estate. And you know these are often compared to mutual funds. Mm-hmm. You know that. This is a way for new investors who may want to stick to publicly traded real estate investment trusts, which you can purchase online usually with a broker.
But I'll go ahead and throw one out there.
Yeah.
CBL.
Oh, yeah.
It's
absolutely.
A value chip right now. It's, what is it?
Absolutely. I don't even know. But
The big definition of a REIT is that's important is that 90% of the profit goes back into the business, into the investment.
Yeah.
So the 10% grows and goes out to the shareholders.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully that's you and me, right?
So that's a way to do it without having the headache of actually having a physical property. Number two, use online real estate platforms. Have you heard of Prosper and Lending Club? Those are two. But these platforms connect real estate developers to investors who want to finance projects. So if you're a developer and you just need someone to help you finance your project, then you want to go online, maybe look at Prosper or Lending Club. There's probably some others out there. Number three, invest in rental properties. We know this.
Yes.
This creates cash flow. You can start off small. You can start off with a little house or a duplex.
And one key thing about this that's so neat is when you invest in real estate rental properties, you're not just getting to one return. Mm-hmm. You're also you're getting the cash flow, and that's you divide that by your monthly cost.
Absolutely.
And that's your return on the cash flow. Mm-hmm. Then you have this long-term appreciation on the property. So then you take those two percentages and you add them together. Even though one is recognized today each month, the other one is recognized inherently.
Oh, yeah.
So
absolutely.
You've got to add both of them together. And that's what's so beautiful about real estate investment as far as rental properties.
Exactly. And number four, anybody that watches HGTV wants to do this.
Chip and Joanna.
fix up and resell properties. Flip a house. I'm telling
flip
you, though, the challenge,
house.
And you and I know that, is finding
good
the key
jobs.
Is finding a house really that's underpriced.
Yep.
And that you can invest the money in it to renovate it and still get a return.
Amen.
And that's a little challenging now with the market being so hot. Number five, and this is cool. We've talked about this before. My son's done this. You can rent out a room. A lot of folks, especially if you have a finished basement, you don't use it. You can get in touch and partner with Airbnb.
Right.
And they screen everything for you. They take care of everything. That keeps you
Verbo.
From taking on a long-term tenant.
Yeah, and I currently do all of these things, folks, and I'm here to tell you that Airbnb and Verbo works.
Yeah.
It's cheap, it's inexpensive, and they make you look like you're some kind of property manager.
I'm telling you, it's awesome.
They make you look good.
So if you've got some space in your house that you're not using, why not
Airbnb
make it work for you?
That's it.
And make a profit
make
off of it.
Make some financial
right?
moves.
Okay, so Ben, the market is hot. We shared the statistics
smoking
last
hot.
Week. How the prices keep going up. I think we've gone up in just 2 months from our median sales price, $193,000, to we're almost at $215,000 right
Don't
now.
Don't forget about the average price.
I know. $250,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy. So the market's hot.
But it's not going to get cold.
No, it's not.
I've done the data analysis. I'm investing right now, folks. I want to make sure everybody knows that. We're not just kind of propping this up so
That's
we can get
right.
our run in.
No.
What we're doing here is we're seeing that look at the unemployment rate. Look at interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
So you got long-term good fuel and you've got short-term good fuel. You've got a lot of good things going on. And guess what? There's been a lot of global, that globalization thing,
uh-huh.
it's been a struggle for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So guess what? We've got a lot of good things coming ahead.
And for those thinking, how long is this going to last? I mean, and you're wondering, okay, we're over halfway through the year now, but there are predictions from the experts of what we can expect this second half of 2019. Number one, from the experts, millennials will drive the market.
And pins listen, up demand for 10 years.
I'm telling you, data from the National Association of Realtors shows that millennials just last year made up 37% of all home buyers. And 20% of all sellers. millennials are getting tired. You know, we've heard that this generation wants to be on the move. They want to be transient. They don't want to settle down. They like the freedom of renting. But guess what? They're smart.
Yep.
They learn they don't want to make their landlord rich.
That's
they
it.
Want to invest in themselves. So millennials are waking up, maturing. They're making good money, got good jobs, and they have learned that they want to own their own home.
And they might awesome. And they might balance life better than us, us Generation Xers or Yers or whatever we are.
Oh, yeah.
We don't even know what we are.
Oh, yeah. Well, this next one's hilarious. Okay, inventory will improve, but then they say, but not so much. So that's going to continue to be a challenge. But that's great news for sellers.
And it's great news for builders.
It's great news. Exactly. Builders, exactly. New construction.
Get those permits out there. Come on, let's go, guys.
That's the problem. They just don't have enough permits.
They're nervous. They're like skittish because the lot values have gone up. Well,
exactly.
Guess what? I got news for you. Everyone out in California is buying a junker for $1 million right now. And those folks are quitting their jobs and coming to Tennessee, the volunteer state, because they want to live like Tennesseans do. We have the best quality of life. We have a local climate. We got the new Hollywood up in Nashville. I mean, we really do have it all. Sorry, California. You got to check out.
I agree.
Oh, snap. Okay. Am I going to be judging that one?
No. You're good. Home prices are headed up. I don't know how they can keep going up.
But that's my point about the California thing. All these folks in New York and Chicago paying $24,000 property taxes. Folks, the best place to live in America is Tennessee. Period.
I agree. And we do have low property taxes, too. Compared to these other places, we don't have an income tax. Our sales
tax. One of two states.
I know. I'm just telling you.
You know what? Maybe we don't even be talking about this great stuff. You know, we're going to have a gold rush, and then all of a sudden, I mean, folks, you just need to recognize that Tennessee, you live in a great place, and you're very blessed. So, and, you know, part of a good life is about your attitude and how you think about it. I'm sure there's folks out there that needed this today to remind you, hey, you could be paying $24,000 property taxes in Chicago.
Exactly. That's very true. And you're going to love this next prediction by the experts. You will love this, Ben. Mortgage rates will stay low.
Yay!
Last year, we were hearing that they were going to almost be double what they are right now.
Wow.
Now the experts are saying that the mortgage rates are going to stay low. And they also say the decline.
I don't want them to say that because I think they're wrong all the time.
Well, and we talked about this during the break because they said this decline caused a surge of refinancing in June. You just experienced that. Yep. We were talking about how a lot of what you're doing right now.
I took 50 applications the other day. Mm-hmm. Okay? It was like $49
just
or $50.
Refinance.
It's amazing how much people are taking action. Again, we talk about it. Janice even talked about it today. Do something.
Exactly.
When you see a need, do something. I have a lot of people I come across and they say, well, this is what I want to do. And I go, okay, well, great, do it. And they go, well, first I've got to think about this aspect of it. And I got to do this. And I'm just like, you know what you're going to do? You're going to do nothing.
Yeah.
Do something. It's like, goodness, you know, good.
Well,
I feel like Charlie Brown. Good grief.
If nothing else, call and get information to see if there's a better opportunity for you. And it's just like, for anybody out there listening, who their interest rate right now on their home is 6 or 7% or higher, and you're married to that for the next.
If it's 4.75, you need to call me today.
Well, that's true. And you're married to that for the next 20 to 25 years.
Forget it.
I mean, that's thousands upon
thousands.
Get
a divorce with your interest rate.
I'm telling you. And call. Refinance, and it's just a phone call.
You haven't given your number today.
Oh, I will. I'm
the
saving
number
it.
One agent has a radio it. Show in Chattanooga, and she doesn't even talk about herself. She doesn't
I'm
give her phone
it.
Number to, for her to. You're just
now,
too busy.
I
baby.
Disagree with this. This next prediction that buyers can take their time and not rush. Listen, if you need to buy a home and you find that home, here's what I'm seeing with this market. You don't go home and sleep on it.
No.
If you've looked at several homes,
you bring a laptop. And you make an offer.
That's right. If you've looked at several homes and you go in one and you can see yourself placing your stuff there and living there and calling it home, you better act. You don't have time to think about it. I know so many people that could kick themselves because they didn't act, and by the time they wanted to do something, a day or two later, the house was already under contract. Mm. I say this all the time. This is how crazy it is. I'll have a buyer email me some properties. Or I'll email them. They'll send me back a list out of those I sent them. Okay, we want to see these. And three or four of them's already under contract.
Wow.
It's crazy. So you have to act. In some places, of course, will be better than others. Our market's going to continue to remain strong.
Yeah, we've always had a very stable market in Chattanooga.
We have a stable market.
We've got great corporations that come in. We've just got really good stability. We got great leaders mm-hmm. on the political side. They're not just all about the political divide.
Exactly.
They're about making making this town shine. Mm-hmm. That's what we need more in America. We need to get back to the grassroots of competitiveness. You know, this is our town. We want our town to be the best. And here's a good plan on how to do that, no matter where you come from.
That's right.
It's about making our town a better place to live.
And, you know, everybody serves in a different way. But I'm telling you, if you're blessed, you should give back and find a way to give back. Even if you don't have a lot of time, financially, whatever. You know, we were talking earlier with Janice in the Snack Pack Ministry. I hope any of our listeners today will reach out and contribute to her, either volunteer or something, but, you know, just to touch the lives of a child here in Hamilton
wow.
County. But I'm telling you, for our listeners out there, anybody that's out looking for a home this weekend, here comes the drum roll. I'm going to get my phone number.
All right, good.
Please call Sabrina Realty at 423-499-7780. If you want to know more about our company, you can go to our website, sabrinarealty.com. We got a lot of real estate information there.
Listings,
if you're thinking about selling your home, you need to call us.
Yes.
Again, 499-7780. Getting a lot more listings, a lot more sellers, even this time of year,
good.
Going on the market.
And that's great, because we need them.
Yeah, we do.
And we need to find that. We need to find you a house for that lady that needs a $140,000 house.
Exactly.
Oh, goodness. That's going to be tough.
Thank you, Ben, for all y'all do at Home Rate Mortgage, because you guys communicate, you get the job done, and that means a lot. And if you need to get pre-qualified, call 805-9100, and one of Ben's professional staff will get you pre-qualified in just a matter of minutes.
Well, it's a wrap. I hope you have an awesome rest of the weekend. Go sell some houses.
You too, buddy.
Take care.
You've been listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour with your hosts, Sabrina Smedley and Ben Phillips. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. only on Easy 106.9.